Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Dillard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Temple moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to third. Perry moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano scores. Perry moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive towards third. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perry strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severs hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Cal McLish. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-3 in the game. Bond is hit by the pitch. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Esposito moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Frank Funk now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Esposito moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Ted Lepsio pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Esposito scores. Robinson scores. Lepsio moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Al Smith pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Goodman now playing first base. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Jerry Staley now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Romano reaches second base with a double. Bob Hale pinch hits for Frank Funk. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.